This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to Ottumwa, where I am at Evans Junior High School, where the Albia Blue Demons are getting ready to take on Notre Dame Burlington High School in Class 2A Substate 6 Substate game action here. We've got a great game for you folks tonight. Appreciate you listening in. I am Dan Stalker. Later on in the evening, I'll be joined by Jason Summers. He's en route as we speak. Had some other commitments going on, but he'll be here hopefully shortly. But until then, we're going to be bringing you some great coverage. Want to give you a little pregame here, a little scenarios of what's going on, where we're at. We've got a great crowd here tonight so far. They open the doors at 6 o'clock. It's a 7 o'clock tip. And at 5:30, we had probably 50 high school kids, Albia High School kids, standing in line out in the cold, waiting to get into the game. And they wanted to be in there the first ones and get their spots. And the Blue Demon Nation is well represented. As I talk right now, I would tell you it's about 95% full on the Blue Demon side, maybe 50% full on the the Burlington Notre Dame side. And so Albia certainly is coming out in droves, and the sea of blue is right across from me. Again, we're happy to bring you once again some of Southern Iowa's best sports coverage. You've been listening over this winter here. We've had some great action with wrestling. Just got cut off of that, and now the boys are trying to match that here on the basketball court and get themselves and punch their ticket to the Wells Fargo Arena for the state tournament as well. So tonight we'll see two teams that really match up pretty well. The Blue Demons come in 16-7 on the season, coming off a nice big win against Pella Christian on Tuesday, where Jason and Todd Ratliff brought you that game. Last Friday came away with a win against Davis County, and that was in the second round of district play. And so that got them to this point here. And again, that Tuesday night game against Pella Christian was a 67-60 victory. So a nice 7-point victory for the Blue Demons. And they've really needed that. They've come along strong that last game. While I wasn't here, I certainly got the updates from both Jason and also my kids who keep me posted on everything. And they've really said that, you know, we just played a really well-balanced game. Really looking forward to having that again here once again for the Blue Demons. For the Burlington Notre Dame Knights, as they go by, they come in with a 19-4 record. So a very impressive record, only four losses. Two of those losses are to Danville. Danville tonight is scheduled to be play in a sub-state final in 1A action, playing Easton Valley. So their two losses are to reputable teams. They also lost to Fort Madison, a 3A school, which is playing Grinnell tonight in sub-state action. And then their fourth loss was to Van Buren of Keosauqua. They split with them on the season, 1-1, and lost one to Van Buren. And Van Buren's playing Keota tonight in sub-state action. So Notre Dame has a very good record, and their losses are all to teams that are still playing. Two of those teams are playing in 1A action, and the other one's playing in 3A action. So by no means are they a slouch, and we'll get to some of their players and what they've got to offer from there. Albia, by the same token, you know, they've got their seven losses. Of that, you know, one was to Sheraton, which is playing Monday night against Bondurant-Farrar in sub-state action. The other one was to Grinnell, as I mentioned earlier, playing Fort Madison tonight. And then lost to 1A Pleasantville just a couple weeks ago. And they're playing undefeated Lamoni for a sub-state game. So Albia's got some, you know, if you can have such a thing as a good loss, they have some good quality losses to teams that are still out there playing. The other losses we had were to Centerville twice and to Knoxville. Both those teams, Knoxville beat Centerville in first-round district action. And then Sheraton just the other night, Thursday night, had played a really good game against Sheraton against Knoxville, and they came away with the win. Sheraton did so. You know, they're not being knocked out by anyone that's not still alive. So, again, very good resume for both squads. We're going to take a short break here, get some word from our sponsors. We'll get you kind of the starting lineups and some of the players and get you some of the key pieces for both teams coming up. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Substate Regional Action, or Substate Action here, where Albia's getting ready to take on Burlington Notre Dame. I'm Dan Stalker. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High in Ottumwa, Iowa, where I'm set to bring you the Albia Blue Demons as they take on Burlington Notre Dame Knights in Class 2A Substate 6 action tonight. Winner, of course, of the Substate game will advance to Wells Fargo Arena. The game to start here on the week of the 10th, March 10th, so just a little bit of a break for the winner here. For Burlington Notre Dame, they're got a nice little trio that kind of leads the way for them. Three leading top scorers here. Xavier Williams is a sophomore for this squad, a little 5'11 guard, but really gets it done. He comes in averaging almost 16 points a night. The big guy for them defensively, 6'5", Jeff Giannettino, is a junior, comes in averaging 14.6 points a contest. Really a good outside threat for the Notre Dame Knights, as he'll go outside more often than not, especially if there's any post player wants to push or shove him around. He'll go out and shoot that jump shot. Very good shooter. And then you got to be careful not to foul him. He comes in with a 90% free throw shooting average, and that's pretty impressive when you're talking about a 6'5 post player. And again, I'm watching the warm-ups, and he's out there shooting threes. Looks very comfortable, very relaxed. So I know that's where he's going to try to live, and in fact has 19 made free throws on the season. The third leading scorer for them is a senior, Cody Moan, and he comes in averaging just over 10 points a contest. So those three are going to be really key for the Blue Demons to play well defensively, to get on Xavier Williams and make sure he doesn't get going loose. He's very quick and elusive out there. And then also Jeff Giannettino. Dalton Peterson might be on him a little bit, our own 6'5 post player, or certainly Vic Sanders. You could also see Zach Hugan if he's playing out in the perimeter, so we'll see how we cover that up. And then Cody Moan, if we can kind of limit their touches and their points. The other two starters for Burlington Notre Dame is Matt Burford, who's a senior. Matt Burford comes in averaging almost 8 points a contest. And then the final player, a little power forward, is Andrew Geertz. He comes in just over 2.5 points a contest. They're also in rebounding. Jeff Giannettino is the leading rebounder, which you would expect. He plays, does do a nice job defensively playing inside. We'll go against the other team's big man, and we'll post up in there, and as a result gets a lot of rebounds. has 164 total rebounds on the season, 110 defensively, and then 54 on the offensive side. Again, that offensive side not getting in there as much as he would on the defensive side. And then Max Burford is the other one that gets in there, and Xavier Williams, again, the little guard, 5'11 guard, will get in there and get some rebounds. So those are going to be key components for the Burlington Notre Dame Nikes, and I am saying Nikes. It looks like Nikes, but I'm guessing they can't call themselves that, but it is the Nikes for the Albion Blue Demons. We'll come in led by the 2,000-point scorer, Matt Baker Jr., on the squad here. Comes in with almost 25%, 25-point average on the contest. Shoots 81% from the free throw line. So when he drives and gets fouled, he's a sure bet to make those free throws. Mason Cox, Zach Hugan, and Tanner Wynn all come in. The three seniors average just right about 8 points each, so they do a great job. And then following up on the scoring list will be Blake Barrett and Ryan Sarver. But in the starters will actually be Vic Sanders to probably start in there. Dalton Peterson, like I said, I don't think coach has made the official determination how he wants to play the big guy for Burlington. But Vic or Dalton, either one, can do a great job on him to start with. So that's going to be our starters for the contest here. We've got about a minute left here. We're going to get the starting lineups going here in just a minute. But we're going to take another short break, get a couple word in from our sponsors. Want to appreciate you joining in. Again, I'm Dan Stalker. Back on the board is Scotty Fry. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
You're saving if you're shopping the selection at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save on Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent. 50-ounce jugs are 2 for $5. There's a super buy on Busch & Busch Light 24-packs, just $14.99 plus deposit. And a super buy on Bud Light, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Light, and Coors Light. 18-packs are $12.89 plus deposit. That's savings at Jim & Charlie's.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirtworks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirtworks at 641-226-2231.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
And a good Saturday evening. It's just about the top of the hour here on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll get down to Ottumwa for the Albie game here after the national anthem. But just a quick weather update. We are under a winter weather advisory for the evening hours until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow is likely. They have changed the accumulation down to 2 to 4 inches, so that's a good sign. It was 3 to 5 earlier, but we're now down to 2 to 4. The other issue tonight is going to be the wind and the cold. Low temperatures tonight will be near negative 3 with wind chill values near negative 20. And we should see a little bit of snow tomorrow morning, but then mostly cloudy and cold again with a high temperature only near 3 with wind chill values near negative 25. We're now going to go live down to Ottumwa to Dan Stocker for the Albie Boys basketball game.
Well, they were, but it sounded like.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High School in Ottumwa, Iowa. I'm Dan Stocker. Back on the board is Scotty Fry. We are set to bring you Substate 6 action where Albia Blue Demons are taking on the Burlington Notre Dame Knights. So we're looking forward to a great contest here. We've got the starting lineups for both squads. Vic Sanders is starting for the Blue Demons, as he is. A little question whether he or Dalton Peterson, either one, very capable to come in on there. For Burlington, again, they're led by Xavier Williams, a sophomore, and Jeff Giannatino, the junior, and Cody Moan, the senior. So those will be the ones, the key pieces we're going to look for there. They're getting ready to tip the ball here at Jump Ball Center here. Vic going against Jeff Giannatino. Ball's up. Giannatino gets it, but Zach Hugan jumps in front, so the Blue Demons will get the first possession. Get it in the front court there. Gets the Tanner Wynn. Swings it over to Cox. Brings it back to Matt Baker. Comes all the way up to center court. Looks right, but passes left to Tanner Wynn. Sees Zach Hugan on the baseline, who drives a nice hard drive baseline. Puts up the first shot, no good. Vic Sanders with the rebound, puts the putback, no good. Rebound controlled by Matt Burford. So the Notre Dame will, Burlington will come out running with it. Xavier Williams goes right to the hoop. Big 5'11 guard. And he drives hard to the hoop and very aggressive. Tanner Wynn was on him, but very quick and strong. Shot goes up and good. You heard the whistle. It is a foul, so it'll be a made bucket and one for Xavier Williams. That'll be the first foul on Zach Hugan. Zach came to help Tanner Wynn on that drive. Xavier Williams came out ready to go to the hoop strong. Free throw up, no good. Vic Sanders controls the rebound, gets the outlet to Zach Hugan. Hugan gets the ball up, gets Tanner Wynn, who drives the baseline, kicks it out to Cox, who sees Matt Baker on the far corner. Baker tries to reverse it back to Cox, and it's intercepted by Burford, gets it out to Williams. Again, a quick play to the hoop. So just like that, another made bucket. 4-0 is the score here. Burlington Notre Dame is on top of the Blue Demons. Matt Baker will set the offense for the Blue Demons. Gets to Mason Cox. They look inside to Vic, but then passes the old swing around to Tanner Wynn. Notre Dame comes out in a 2-3 zone. Zach Hugan gets it, tries to penetrate, nothing there. Swing pass to Matt Baker, wide open for three, puts a shot up a little short, rattles out. Giannatino, I'm going to stumble with that all night, folks, gets the rebound, gets it out to Moan. Moan tries to get to Williams, but it's well covered by Tanner Wynn. Giannatino gets it back out to Williams. Williams sets the ball up at midcourt, tries to drive on Tanner Wynn, spins around, gets out of control. Very good defense, but the ball is controlled by the Knights from Notre Dame. Burlington Geertz gets it, gets the ball in. Ah, nice little drive play by Burford. And as he goes up, Mason Cox runs a little extra body into him. So he'll foul him. We'll shoot. The basket was good by Matt Burford, the senior. So the basket counts. And he will go to the line shooting and one. Matt Burford comes in about 8 points a contest. His free throw's up and nothing but net. So just like that, they have a 7-0 lead over the Blue Demons. Coach Archer wants to get a timeout and settle his troops. There's a lot of energy, a lot of motion here for the Notre Dame Knights from Burlington. And so Coach Archer wants to settle his troops with a 30-second timeout. Just let them get their heads into it, recognizing that, you know, hey, they're in a game. We got to get ready to play here. We got to settle. I don't think, seen somebody as quick as Xavier Williams, the way he goes at it. And so they've got to be prepared for that. And so I'm sure that's what Coach Archer's talking to them about. Just a quick little timeout, really, just to settle things down. Again, the Blue Demons find themselves trailing early, 7-0, with 6:25 in the first period. After the timeout, the Blue Demons will take it at half court. Mason Cox is set to check it into Matt Baker. indeed gets it in, and Matt will bring it up gently and easily. A 2-3 zone defense by Burlington Notre Dame. Good ball move by the Blue Demons, swing around the perimeter, trying to work it around. Tanner Wynn now has it at the top of the key. He drives right through the lane, a little floater, 15-foot, no good, controls the rebound, gets the putback, and he gets the first 2 points for the Blue Demons. So the score now, Blue Demons on the board, 7-2. Cody Moan, the senior, is bringing the ball up for Burlington Notre Dame. Gets it over on the far side to Williams. The Blue Demons coming out in a zone here. Kind of a 1-3-1, but the way they play it, it looks a little different. Coming that 1-3-1 zone defense. Matt Baker's working the perimeter there. Gino Tantino hits a long shot, but no good. Tanner Wynn trying to get the rebound. Good box out position by Tanner Wynn. He's fouled as he's trying to get that rebound. So the Blue Demons will keep the ball. The foul will be... who are they going to call it? Oh, that is going to be on Xavier Williams. So Xavier Williams will pick up... no, excuse me, check that. That will be on Andrew Gerrits. Andrew Gerrits will pick up his first foul. Ball's trying to be swung around. Mason Cox to Tanner Wynn. Tanner drives into the lane. Good hard penetration by Tanner Wynn. We've seen that twice now. I really like that. And as he's driving, he is fouled as he goes in the lane. The defense converges on him. So I think that's really key if we can get them into foul trouble. So need to keep pressing and attacking. Tanner Wynn gets the inbounds, top of the key, penetrates to the elbow, kicks it out to Zach Cugan at the baseline corner. Zach tries to go baseline, can't, swings it back to Tanner Wynn, who gets it back to Zach at the three-point line. Zach tries to penetrate, nothing there. Mason Cox now receives the pass. Mason swings all the way over, but it jumps up in front of it. Pass intercepted, so the ill-advised pass there is Matt Burford intercepts that. Burlington Notre Dame gets the ball, and they're in the front court with it. Blue Demons again in that 1-3-1 zone defense. So really trying to harass the perimeter play, and Mason Cox doing a great job on the big guy, Jeff Giannettino. Xavier Williams gets the baseline, pump fakes, no shot taken. Gets it back to Burford, who gets it up top to Moan. Moan sets the offense. Well guarded by Matt Baker. Gets it back to Burford. Try to go to Moan. Instead goes to the big guy, Jeff Giannettino. Giannettino gets it back to Moan. Moan gets it over to Burford. Shot goes up. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Zach Hugan. Good position. The Blue Demons come out running, trying to attack. Gets to Matt Baker. Drives the layup. Gets the shot up. No good. Tanner Wynn with a great strong rebound. And he is fouled. So, again, didn't the contact inside Tanner Wynn is. And he's drawn three fouls on the Notre Dame Knights from Burlington. That'll be the first foul by Matt Burford. So it's a good aggressive play. The Blue Demons trying to attack when they get their opportunities. And I think that's key for the squad. Inbounds past the Blue Demon, comes out of the baseline, gets Tanner Wynn, and gets Mason Cox on the deep corner. Mason tries to penetrate, sees Matt Baker on the near side. As Matt tries to drive to the hoop, he shuffles his feet, and the official calls him for traveling, so that'll be a turnover to the Notre Dame from Burlington. So Notre Dame Burlington will get the ball. Set to throw it in it is Matt Burford, who gets it into Moan. Again, who will run the point. Ball gets to Giannettino. Giannettino gets it back to Moan, gets it to Williams, looks at a 25-footer, and he does take the 25-foot three-point shot. No good off the back iron. Long rebound comes out, batted around by two Blue Demons, and it rolls out of bounds. So Burlington Notre Dame will retain possession of the ball as Xavier Williams is set to check the ball in for his squad. Check that. Jeff Giannettino is going to throw it in for his squad. Ball's thrown in, gets to Burford. Burford gets it back to Moan. Moan looks back to Burford, the three-point line. He tries to penetrate, but it's cut off there. Big guy Gerrits takes up a little shot, 15-footer, no good. But there's Williams on the weak side. Didn't have a good box-out position, and so Williams is able to get the putback, 2 points for Burlington Notre Dame. Matt Baker's bringing the ball in, up court. Sees Mason Cox way outside for three. Good little screen and use. Mason Cox puts up a three-pointer, no good. But Vic Sanders is able to get that rebound. He gets it out to Matt Baker, who puts up a three, and that's good. So the Blue Demons now within four. 9-5 is our score. The Blue Demons trail by four with 3:20 left in the first quarter. Moan gets it up top to Williams. Williams looks to Giannettino. Giannettino gets it back over to Moan. Moan sees Williams, looks at a three-pointer for a second, but nothing there. Gerrits, he pump fakes into the side, but nothing there. Gerrits, a big power forward. Giannettino drives, kicks it out to Moan. Shot goes up long, but Mason Cox gets a tip and outlets quickly to Matt Baker, who drives two dribbles all the way to the hoop, gets a layup, and gets 2 points for the Blue Demons. 9-7 is our score. The Blue Demons now within just 2 points of the game here. So after a rocky start, 7-0 a deficit, the Blue Demons have battled back and got their intensity level picked up. Williams gets the ball on the near side, looks inside. And to Burford. Burford swings it out to Giannettino. Swings it, tries to get to Williams. Tanner Wynn interception. Outlets long pass to Matt Baker, who hustles all the way to get it. Can't quite get it before he goes out of bounds. great aggressive look by the Blue Demons. Just a little too far of a pass, and Matt Baker couldn't get it, but I really like the look and the aggressiveness for the Blue Demons. Coach Archer's going to get some subs in here with 2:37 left in the first quarter, so checking in is Blake Bear, Ryan Sarver, and Luke Sarver. Zach Hugan and Matt Baker stay in the contest here, giving Tanner Wynn, Vic Sanders, and Mason Cox a little breather. So Burford gets it on the far side, and Williams is posting up now. The 5'11 guard posts up on Luke Sarver, swings it into Giottino. They go decide to pound it in now. They want to try to penetrate and get inside, and they do get an easy bucket as Giottino gets the bucket for the Burlington Notre Dame Knights. Baker brings it up the front court. Blake Bear gets it on the three-point line. Swings it to Ryan Sarver, back to Zach Hugan, gets it right back to Ryan Sarver. He puts up a shot. 2 points for the Blue Demons. So nice little 15-foot jump shot by Ryan Sarver. Williams gets it 30 feet out. He looks for Geertz. Geertz swings it back out to Damone. Damone sees Giannettino. And Ryan Sarver draws the foul. Great footwork out of Ryan Sarver to get himself right in front of the play there. Put himself in a perfect spot on the baseline to draw the foul. And indeed does get that. So great job for the Blue Demons. That is the first foul for Giannettino. But again, that was an outstanding effort by Ryan Sarver to get himself in the right position on the baseline, had his body right in front of the dribbler. Matt Baker brings the ball up for the Blue Demons, gets it to Blake Bear, who dribbles up across the top of the key. Gets Matt Baker, who's popped out through the bottom, comes out on the baseline in the deep corner. Baker dribbles across the top, sees Zach Hugan. They're looking inside, nothing there, but gets it out to Blake Bear on the near side here. Blake pump fakes, dribbles around a defender, gets to Matt Baker, finds a wide open Ryan Sarver, puts up a three, in and out of the rim it goes. Giannettino gets the rebound, but a good looking shot for Ryan Sarver, just couldn't get the three ball to fall. Ball, Williams makes an ill-advised pass, gets the ball back, I thought we were going to have a travel here, folks. Xavier Williams gets the pass into, got a new sub in Logan Hoshek in there. Logan makes a bad pass, but Williams is able to get it back, drives in the lane, and instead is able to draw the foul. Fouls be the second foul on Zach Hugan, so Tanner Wynn will come in for him so he doesn't pick up that third one with a minute 15 in the first quarter. So after the contact foul, Notre Dame will keep the ball. Giannettino gets the ball in the inbounds, gets to Xavier Williams, tries to put up a shot, and travel is the call. Good alert call. Both officials conferring real quickly, but very good defense by Ryan Sarver and Tanner Wynn, and got the travel call on Williams. So turns the ball over. 11-9 is our score. The Blue Demons trail by two. And with a minute left in this first period, Matt Baker will take a long three ball and nails it. Gives the first lead for the Blue Demons, 12-11, with, again, a final minute of this first quarter. So the Blue Demons really coming alive after trailing early on. Giottino looks inside to get it, gets to Xavier Williams. Oh, and I thought Tanner Wynn had a good position there, but they're not going to give him the charge. They're going to get a block call on Williams. And so Williams will go line, I believe. He's going to shoot two. In the act of shooting, and indeed he was. So Xavier Williams will go to line. He's a 48% free throw shooter, so it's a coin toss here on the season. He's shot 83 attempts, only made 40. So we'll see what he can do here on this first free throw attempt on him for the night. And then he goes up, makes the first one. Again, it was a shooting foul, so an automatic two free throws regardless of the make. Ties the ball game up. Just under 50 seconds, 48.9 to be exact on the first quarter. Second free throw, just as you'd expect, the 50% free throw shooter is missed. Rebound controlled by the Blue Demons. Get the outlet pass to Matt Baker, who immediately attacks to the other side. Gets Luke Sarver. Luke tries to penetrate baseline, but can't get anything open there. Makes an ill-advised. Oh, they're going to a little extra contact there. Luke Sarver made a bad pass there and unfortunately got out of bounds there. Ball got turned over, and then he tried to come back hard defense to get it back on it, but just a little more contact than he wanted. The officials breaking up. It's getting a little chippy there early on. That'll be the first foul on Tanner. No, excuse me. That is going to be Ryan Sarver they're going to give it to. So Ryan and Luke Sarver converging on that to Xavier Williams, and got the foul. Just the fifth team foul for the Blue Demons. Burlington Notre Dame with 25 seconds looks to try to run the clock out, get the last shot if they can on the quarter. They're trying to work the ball around the perimeter. Giottino gets it, swings it up top to Moan. Moan finds Williams. Williams kicks it all the way to the far side to Giottino. Giottino gets it back to Williams. Just holding up top at almost the free throw, or excuse me, the half-court line. Gets it over to Cody Moan. Alley-oop pass to Williams. And boy, it's a nice alley-oop pass. And then I think Ryan Sarver just got undercut him a little bit, maybe hit him in the belly just a little bit. But Williams goes down hard. So that'll be a foul on the alley-oop pass. So Ryan Sarver was trying to get in there and get that get that intercept, that pass. He just couldn't get up high enough where Xavier Williams was. And so Williams will go to the line, shooting two free throws. He's got a little contact there, and Xavier Williams holding his ribs, and certainly he did get popped there. Just a hard foul there, but again, it was an aggressive foul by Ryan Sarver, trying to get to the ball and trying to intercept that. Just couldn't make it happen. It wasn't like he was intentionally going after him. So Xavier Williams takes a few moments to gather himself, being shook up just a little bit. With 3.8 seconds on the clock, he will shoot two free throws. First one up and good. So 2 for 3 on free throws tonight. With 4 seconds, the Blue Demons are going to look to try to get at least one more shot off before the first quarter expires. Second free throw up and good. So 14-12 is the score. Notre Dame, Burlington has the 2-point lead. Matt Baker gets the inbound pass, puts up a three at the buzzer. No good. So 14-12 is our score here after one quarter of play. The Blue Demons trailed by two. We're going to take a short timeout. A word in from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere, folks. Substate, the action going on here. Come on. Give us the Southern Iowa's best sports look ever. KISC Thunder Country.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High in Ottumwa, Iowa, where Albie Blue Demons find themselves trailing by two after one quarter of play, 14-12. Burlington Notre Dame with the lead in this Substate 6 action here. Winner to advance to Wells Fargo Arena for the state park tournament to start the second quarter. Burlington Notre Dame will have possession of the ball. They're working around the perimeter. Again, the 1-3-1 zone defense being employed by the Blue Demons. Giannettino gets the ball on the near side, gets the Moan, sees on the deep corner here is Logan Hoshek. He tries to swing it back to Moan, almost intercepted by Mason Cox. Oh, nice charge call there as they get the ball to Matt Burford. As he drives in there, Tanner Wynn draws the charge, and he's good. Almost once a contest, he'll draw a charge call. We saw earlier where Ryan Sarver did. And so great job out of the Blue Demons of moving without with the ball being moved around. They know where the other team is, did a great job defensively, and got themselves in a good spot. So able to draw the second foul on Burford. And again, that's going to be key for this team. It doesn't go very deep. If they can get them in foul trouble, that will bode well for the Blue Demons. Abby gets in the front court. Luke Sarver is in there, gets the ball to Mason Cox. Mason tries to swing it, and Mason just throws it away to Xavier Williams. Xavier very quick all the way to the hoop, and one. Mason Cox will draw the foul. Mason has just made an ill-advised pass, and then he makes it, compounds it by fouling him on the layup there. He's just got to recognize that defense is laying in wait for that swing pass, that skip pass, and just unfortunately Mason didn't see it in time. Mason will just draw his first foul, and Coach Archer wants to talk to him just a little bit, let him know what's going on here, which is the first foul in the contest. Blake Bear checked in for him. Again, Luke Sarver is starting the second quarter for Zach Hugan, who has two fouls. Xavier goes up and gets the old-fashioned three-point play. 17-12 is our score. The Burlington Notre Dame is on top of the Blue Demons. Blake Bear gets on the elbow, swings it to Tanner Wynn, who gets it to Matt Baker. Good ball movement. Tanner Wynn looks to penetrate. Can't get it back to Matt Baker for a wide-open three-pointer. That's his second three of the contest, so very good ball movement. And it was really predicated by Tanner Wynn trying to penetrate that zone defense, getting that defense to collapse and making that open shot for Matt Baker. So great teamwork out of the Blue Demons. Blake Barrett on top now of the 1-3-1 defense, so just does a great job harassing all the perimeter players. Giannettino gets a long three-point shot. It hits the front of the iron. No good. Begiritz controls the rebound, the big power forward. He kicks it out. Shot goes up and good. Three-point shot by Logan Hoshek. So a good defensive stand, but Hoshek unfortunately able to get the three-point shot. So 20-15 is our score. Five-point lead still for the Burlington Notre Dame Knights over the Albie Blue Demons. Matt Blake Bear has it at the top of the key. Way out there, gets to Matt Baker on the near side. hits Vic Sanders, who's cut to the lane, who kicks it out to Blake Bear, who then passes to Matt Baker, who tries to penetrate, can't get anything there, but gets it to Tanner Wynn, and he looked like he's fouled, but no call. Tanner Wynn gets it to Blake Bear. Tanner Wynn then gets the ball back. Again, the Blue Demons really moving the ball quickly here. Blake Bear takes a nice little drive to the hoop. It comes off the elbow there, or excuse me, from the elbow to the low block. He gets fouled as he goes in, so nice job out of the sophomore Blake Bear. I believe that's going to be a foul. It'll be the second foul on Geertz. Andrew Geertz, comes in kind of as their post player, power forward, big, thick kid. Very quick, very agile, likes to shoot the 15-foot shot, but also does a good job inside defensively. Blake Bear goes to the line, first free throw up and good. Coming in for the first time for Burlington Notre Dame is going to be Ferguson Spencer, a sophomore. Comes in for Geertz, trying to keep him out of foul trouble. So they're going to see if they can ride the sophomore instead of the senior Geertz. And we'll see how that bodes for them. Second free throw by Blake Bear misses, so in and out. Blue Demons trail by four. Cody Moen will bring the ball up for Burlington Notre Dame. And the Blue Demons in the 1-3-1 zone defense. Blake Bear works up top. He'll work from elbows. Oh, nice stop. And the guy that just came, excuse me, that's Horshack, dribbles off his cheek. Matt Baker gets the ball, goes up for the layup. Yes, and that good call there. Went up for a layup. A defender, it might have been Williams, tried to block it, but instead his hand goes right through the net and up into it. That is goaltending. The official was a little slow on the call, but the right call nonetheless. Goaltending is the call. And so the basket will count because he interfered with the net and caused a disturbance there. So Matt Baker will get 2 points, brings the Blue Demons back to within two. So Blue Demons really trying to be aggressive on D to get the turnovers to allow them to get the points and the baskets on offense. Williams gets it, takes about a 22-footer long three-pointer, and he gets it to drop. Nice little stroke for the sophomore guard. Xavier Williams with the three gets the lead back up to 5 points for Burlington Notre Dame. Matt Baker dribbles off a screen set by Luke Sarver. Gets it to Tanner Wynn in the corner. He tries to drive baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back out to Matt Baker, who drives to the elbow. Pulls up for a little 16-footer. Can't get it to drop. Xavier Williams with the rebound. Williams looks to push the ball up with the dribble. He dribbles all around everyone. Tanner Wynn trying to draw the charge. Can't get it to go. Three-point shot goes up. Over the back will be the call. The three-point shot by Logan Horshack. And then coming in for the rebound over the top of Tanner Wynn will be Ferguson Spencer, the sophomore who just checked in. So that'll be the foul on him. So he will get, Ferguson Spencer will draw his first foul. That is the seventh team foul by Burlington Notre Dame. So we'll go to line shooting 1-1. Matt Baker's going to line to shoot that. Luke Sarver's talking to the official, making sure they understand. He's just trying to get some position. There's a little bit of extra contact going on there. As we get in there, some of our guys, you know, they're not afraid to get in there and box and body around a little bit. Sometimes teams aren't used to a little bit of extra contact, but that happens. Matt Baker goes to the line. First free throw in the 1-1, up, and it's good. So he'll get the bonus. Pretty good free throw shooter on the season. Comes in again, as I mentioned earlier, averaging over 80% from the line. Baker will go up and shoot the second free throw. Gets his feet set. Shot goes up, and it goes in. So nice job, Matt Baker, to get 2 points out of that foul. Cody Moen for Burlington Notre Dame will bring the ball up for the Knights. Gets it to the far side to Horshack. Horshack gets it back to Moen. He's looking for Williams. Does see Williams on the near side. Good pressure by Blake Bear up top there. Tanner Wynn comes to help. They swing the ball to Moen. They try to skip it all the way across. Horshack takes a look at three, but Matt Baker's right in his face. Giannettino puts up a long three-pointer from the corner, and he gets it to go over the outstretched hands of Matt Baker. Baker will bring the ball up, penetrate in, and can't get anything there. Kicks it out to Tanner Wynn, who will dribble across the top of the key. Matt Baker getting pressure himself, but able to dribble out of it. Sets the offense. Gets it to Tanner Wynn on the far side of the three-point line. Looks inside.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with 6 Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
For 100% natural and always fresh-cut meats, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. Save on USDA Select Family Packs of Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks, just $5.99 per pound. Family Packs of 80% Lean Ground Beef are $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Country Style Pork Ribs or Pork Sirloin Roasts are $1.89 per pound. Always fresh and 100% natural meats at Jim and Charlie's.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Hey bird watchers, Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50 pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop it and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
From the single acreage tractor to a fleet of many, AgriVision has you covered. AgriVision provides everything for your land and the most economical solutions to the everyday issues affecting your bottom line. That's why the John Deere packaged oil and filter sale is an AgriVision favorite. This month, you can save 10% on in-stock John Deere packaged oil, and in-stock filters will save you up to 20%, complete with the AgriVision one-year warranty. AgriVision, everything for your land.
And we are trying to get our connection back over into Ottumwa. Dan is setting up some different equipment, so we'll get back to the game here as soon as we can. Apologize for that, but we'll get back to it as soon as we can.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than three baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy cost. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960.
Everyone, Senator Junior High, Dennis Omaha, I'm Dan Stocker. We are at halftime. Sorry about that technical difficulty there. Just modern technology sometimes fails us, and I lost connection, and I couldn't get it rebooted. So as you might tell, I'm a little different sounding right now, and a little different sounding going on here. Doing the dial-up here on the old little dial-up connection. So 31-30 is our halftime score. The Blue Demons within one. Unfortunately, they do find themselves trailing in this sub-state 6 action play here. So it's a close contest. We'll see if they can kind of find a way. Coach Archer, very good about adjustments at halftime. Appreciate Jeff Cox helping me out tonight. Went down into the scores table, got me the updates for the scores table here. So we'll get you those halftime stats on the players here in just a few minutes. Again, a flurry of activity. I really hate that we couldn't get that to you at the end. Great activity, Blue Demons both ways. The Burlington-Notre Dame crowd, I think, that doesn't appreciate how strong and physical the Blue Demons can play. The fouls are going our way. Actually, Gears picked up his third foul just before the half was over for Burlington Notre Dame. So that's a big item for them, losing their big, getting in foul trouble, I should say, their big power forward. And I know the contest for the games that Burlington Notre Dame has lost, it has been due to foul trouble. So I know the Blue Demons are really trying to attack and to make their presence known inside and see if they can't draw those fouls. So we'll see how that plays out in the second half as well. We're going to take a short time out. I'm going to go through and get my stats all lined up here for the halftime information here. Again, 31-30 is our halftime score. The Blue Demons trail by one, so it's anybody's ball game here. Comic punch their ticket to Wells Fargo Arena is the Blue Demons. For Scotty Fry back on the booth. Again, I'm Dan Stocker. We'll be right back after a short time out. You're listening to Southern Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
For 100% natural and always fresh cut meats, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. Save on USDA Select Family Packs of Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks, just $5.99 per pound. Family Packs of 80% Lean Ground Beef are $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Country Style Pork Ribs or Pork Sirloin Roasts are $1.89 per pound. Always fresh and 100% natural meats at Jim and Charlie's.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Trying to punch your ticket to Wells Fargo Arena, find themselves trailing by 1.31-30 at the half. flurry of activity towards the end there, as we got a couple free throws coming up for the Blue Demons. Some nice buckets. For the scoring for the first half, Matt Baker does lead Albia scores and all scores at 17. Tanner Wynn has 6 in the first half. Blake Bear has 5, 3 free throws, and a bucket. And then Ryan Farber also has a bucket that he got earlier in that first part of the action there. For Burlington Notre Dame, they're led by their stud, Xavier Williams, who has 17 as well. So has the same total as Matt Baker. And then their second leading scorer, Jeff Giannettino, has 7 on the night. And then Hosek actually comes in with 3. So Cody Mohn, who's been a star of theirs, has averaged 10 points, double digits for the team, actually does not have, what's he got? I'm going to double check my book here that I was graciously provided. Has no points on the night. So very good job up top on that 1-3-1 as Mohn is the point on their offense between Matt Baker, Blake Bear, Tanner Wynn, whoever comes up top on that 1-3-1. They've really shut him down. So there's a 10-point score that's not getting any points. So that's a good effort for the Blue Demons. That's certainly something I know Coach Archer is going to be pleased with, although there's lots that he's wanting to see his team do better. After starting out, Blue Demons found themselves trailing 7-0 to start the contest. Burlington Notre Dame came out really ready to play and hot and came out firing on all cylinders, so they did a good job. And I think it just took the Blue Demons a little longer than we would have liked to get themselves ready to go. But once they did, they got back into the game. And so they find themselves, again, trailing by just 1.5. And so it's anybody's ball game. I know we had a little technical difficulties, but as I was so reminded, it's the second half that counts, and it's the one we're going to play. And so we're going to bring you all that action, folks, and we're really hoping the Blue Demons can find a way to battle back here, take the lead early on in this third quarter, and keep the lead to finish the contest and have a chance to go to Wells Fargo Arena on the week of March 10th, the state tournament for boys basketball action. What a great event that would be, folks, if we can get that done, if the Blue Demons are able to get out there and do what they can do and really play solid basketball, because it would be quite a miraculous run for the Blue Demons over the last year for all sports program at Albia High School, and they've really turned the page. We've got a lot of things going in the right direction, hoping to keep that going. You hear the buzzer. We're just within a minute left of half here, getting ready to roll into the second half action here. So Coach Archer's going to talk to his charges, make sure they know what's going on and get themselves ready to go. And we are going to stay here as well. We've got certainly plenty of breaks here. We've got, again, a great, great night here. Packed house on the Albia side. The gym is full. You know, we're in a 4A school, the Tumble High School, where they play their basketball game, Evans Junior High. And our side is completely full. Burlington has a decent crowd, not quite as big. Actually, it's a little smaller school in terms of enrollment, so you would expect them to have a few less people. But boy, the Blue Demons really coming out representing well, wanting to cheer on their the Blue Demon faithful and the Blue Demon Nation to go forward. That's equipment there making things tough. Shouldn't do that. So with that, folks, Blue Demons now are coming out on the court, getting ready to start the second half. We will go as well. The Blue Demons will start with the possession. The jump ball was controlled to start the game by the Blue Demons. Second quarter went to Burlington Notre Dame. And the second half, Matt Baker gets it in for the Blue Demons. Again, Burlington comes out to a 2-3 zone defense. Blue Demons trying to look around the perimeter, penetrate when there's opportunity. Stack even gets to the top of the key. Drives a little bit, gets to Matt Baker on the far side. He brings it all the way to the top of the key. Gets to Tanner Wynn on the near side of the high level 3-point line. He looks inside, finds an opening. Gets in there, dumps it off to Vic Sanders. Vic's able to pull up a shot. Gets a little 2-point bucket. So great start for the Blue Demons. Gets the first 2 points for the Blue Demons. And it's 32-31 in the contest. Blue Demons now have the lead. Hopefully that's a sign of good things to come here. Giannettino gets the ball. He drives it from the 3-point line. Tries to, oh, my goodness. That was a lob pass by Pierce that went in the bucket, folks. There was no way he was trying to shoot that ball, and it just found the rim and went in the hole, so they take the lead. That's 33-32. Mason Cox gets to the Blue Demons, drives baseline, kicks it back to Vic Sanders at the elbow, who gets to Tanner Wynn at the top of the key. Tanner gets again, and finds a cutting with Vic Sanders. Vic can't get that one to drop. The rebound is controlled by Jake Ford, Burlington Notre Dame. Quickly, the outlet pass goes to Xavier Williams, who brings the ball up for Notre Dame. They look inside of Giannettino, who's trying to go inside now. He hasn't posted up all day, but does. This time, puts up a left-handed shot. Zach Hugan will foul him. That'll be the third foul, I believe, on Zach Hugan. He sat most of the second quarter there with the two fouls. And indeed, it is the third foul for Zach. And just as I look down at the bench here, Luke Sarver is set to check in for the Blue Demons. He will come in for Zach, not wanting to see him get that fourth foul. Giannettino is being well guarded by Zach Hugan as he got the ball inside. Troy's another name, obviously, talking to their big guys. You have a team at 6'5", and tell him, hey, you're going to have to go inside now. He likes to play outside. He's a perimeter player. But to tell him he's going to have to work inside a little more, and so they're going to try to see if they can't slow things up by getting him in there and getting him some touches. 90% free throw on the season, so if a kid you do not want to foul, he makes both free throws. Blue Demons get the inbound pass, get it to Matt Baker, sets up the offense, checks the bench for the play call, gets to Mason, swinging back and forth. Matt looks at the three-point top of the key, penetrates, sees a wide open Mason Cox, who puts up a three, no good, long ball, rebound control. Oh, that looks like a charge, no call there. Tanner Wynn has great position. You can hear the other fans, Matt Burford just chopped his shoulder into Tanner Wynn, no call at all. Save Burlington's ball, they continue to bring the ball up to the front court. You could hear the Albus fans not liking that at all. Burford gets to charge again, Giannettino, who's now, again, trying to post up on the low block. He goes driving baseline on Luke Sarver, puts up a shot, can't get it to drop. Ball goes rolling out of bounds. It will be Blue Demons' ball, so great hustle play by the Blue Demons. Luke Sarver with good inside post defense. Giannettino doesn't want to be a post player. He's not a big, strong kid. And you can tell he doesn't have a lot of post moves, so the coaches are wanting him to get in, but he's not very comfortable. It's not necessarily his game. Blue Demons get the ball after the turnover, bring it up. Matt Baker has it in the near corner. Looks for the three. Stutter steps, doesn't take it. Gets Tanner Wynn, swings it all the way to far side to Mason Cox. He sees a cutting. Good Tanner. Mason Cox throws the pass too high. Intercepted by Giannettino. He throws the pass, but it looks to be too high on Xavier Williams. Before that kid can get up, and if I had the ball, I'm going to say I lose. But he's just a little too far, rolled out of bounds. Alert call by Mason Cox not to touch it. The officials are going to confer, and it is going to be the Blue Demons ball, but the officials wanted to make sure they got the play right, the call right. I don't blame them for that. The very alert play by Mason Cox not to tip that. He was out of bounds and could have tried to grab it, but that would have been a turnover or kept the ball. Matt Baker tries to get it into Vic Sanders, and immediately Giannettino jumps in front of it, so Giannettino jumps, gets the ball, brings it up the front court, gets it from the elbow. Nice little step-through move on him. Gets a layup to go. So 2 points, and it's a 5-point lead now for Burlington Notre Dame, 37-32. Matt Baker will slowly bring the ball up, try to get the offense set. Gets it to Mason Cox in the deep corner for 3-pointer. He hits the back of the line, no good. Vic Sanders tips it to Tanner Wynn. He finds a wall up from Matt Baker. Shot goes up, Xavier Wynn blocks it. And as they're fighting for the block shot, Cody Mullen is going out there. He gets the foul, and he gets a little excited. So you can hear the Albion crowd wanting a technical foul called. No call being made, but boy, it was still close. It looked like it to me. We'll see what they end up doing on that. Now, it's just going to be a foul, is all they're going to do. So, we'll be Blue Demons ball, though, on the foul by Moe. Third foul on Moe. Tanner Wynn gets the ball on the near side, 3-point line, looks inside, nothing there, tries to penetrate, goes to the top of the key, sees Matt Baker, who takes it down to the baseline, goes all the way through the baseline, out the other corner, nothing there, looks inside, Luke Sarver, but not, he's well guarded. Gets to Mason Cox, who finds Vic Sanders at the elbow, kicks it off to the corner, now Matt Baker, 3-point basket. 37-35 is our score. The Blue Demons now within two with 4:33 left in the third quarter. Blue Demons are in that 1-3-1 zone defense. Moen has it up top for Burlington Notre Dame. Gets the way in to find Giannettino in the corner now. Gets it into Gears. Gears tries to lob it over to Burford. Burford bobbles it. Oh, and as he goes up, they're going to call the foul. I believe it's on Luke Sarver. It is indeed. Luke Sarver going to get called for the foul on Matt Burford. It was on the floor, just a first foul for Luke Sarver. Foul was called on the floor, which means Burlington Notre Dame will take the ball out of their own baseline. Xavier Williams has to check it in, gets it into Giannettino. Giannettino gets it out, swings up top. Comes checking back in at Hoshek. Hoshek finds Giannettino. Gets it into Burford again, puts the little runner for 5 feet, and he gets that to drop. Burford gets the points on the board. So again, Burlington Notre Dame now back on top by four, 39-35. Just under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Mason Cox has it on the far side elbow, 3-point line, turns it back to Tanner Wynn at the top of the key. Tanner gets it back to Mason Cox, wide open 3-point shot, eyes it, banks it around, can't get it to drop. Giannettino is able to control the defensive board. Alex the ball to Horshack, who immediately pushes the ball up real quick. Takes a little left, gets his candidate to go, but Xavier Williams goes with the tip back, can't get that to go, and the follow up for Williams knocks it out of bounds. Will be Blue Demons ball. Flurry of activity. Mason Cox is coming out, and that's a 3:39 mark for Blake Fair. Tanner Wynn throws the ball into the Blue Demons. Again, the Blue Demons trail by four with 3:39 left in the third quarter. Matt Baker gets it to Blake Fair on the near side, 3-point line, about 22 feet. He tries to drive, can't get anything to go, gets the bat. Matt Baker drives in the free throw line, puts up a little 14-footer, gets the roll. 2 points for the Blue Demons, back to within 2 points. David Williams will have the ball from Burlington Notre Dame. Sets the offense. Blake Fair well guarded on him. Really puts some pressure. Xavier bothers it for a second, but rebounds. Gets to the Gert. He's a cutting Burford. Burford tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Double team there. Matt Baker steals the ball. Goes coast to coast with it all the way up. He is fouled by Giacchino. Nice little play by Matt Baker. Giacchino tried to stop the shot. Just came across the wrist. Fouled him. Easy call for the officials. Going to go line shooting two. Nothing to really advise there with Giacchino. He's just trying to play his best defense. But Matt Baker's so quick and strong to the hoop. He's able to get the shot up. That's the second foul for Jeff Giacchino. 6'5 post player who actually likes to play outside, but he did a nice job trying to back on defense, but unfortunately he got the foul. Fortunately for the Blue Demons, Matt Baker will go line where he's an 80% free throw shooter. First free throw off and good. The Blue Demons now back to within one with 3:06 in the third quarter. Matt Baker looking to tie the score 39 here with his free throw. Second one up, and it's good, so 39-39 is our score. Just what you would expect in a Sun-State game in 2A basketball, a tight contest, lead exchanges both ways. Notre Dame gets the ball in the front court, Horsehead gets it back to Williams with the top of the team. Right there all over him, gets it to Burford. Burford tries to get it to Giacchino, he looks to try to penetrate nothing there. Gets it out to Horsehead, shot goes up, good famous, fight for the rebound, gets it, loose forward, gets it to the wide open point there, goes up for a layup, oh, hey, Matt Baker falls, and he can't get it to grab David Williams with the fall. And they're going to call a foul. We'll see what the call is here. I think it's going to call on Abbott. They're fighting for the rebound. Very good aggressive play by both teams. And Dean's going to foul on Matt Baker. Doesn't get very many fouls, but very hard aggressive play. Matt, just his first foul of the contest. Right there, had a wide open layup. Just took one extra dribble. Actually, he should have just went hard to the hoop instead of taking that extra dribble, and he'd have made it. Just kind of try to gather himself a little too much. And I know he's wishing he'd get that back. If he'll make up for it, because he is a gamer. Again, a tie ball game, 39-39, with 2:25 left in the third quarter. Giacchino gets the pass and hit a cutting Xavier Williams. Xavier bottles it. Good defense. Loops forward the break. Matt Baker on top of that. Xavier knocks off his legs. It rolls out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover to the Blue Demons. Ryan Sauber now comes in for Vic Sanders. Gives him Vic a nice break. Well played, Vic Sanders. Very aggressive player there. Defensively rebounds, getting what he can do. But Ryan Sauber now comes in, give him a little breather, get some action in as well. Notre Dame stays in that 2-3 zone defense, haven't deviated from that all night. Blue Demons work in the perimeter, try to penetrate when it's there, get the easy buckets where they present themselves. Tanner Wayne gets on the far side, tries to penetrate, kicks it back out to Matt Baker's on the elbow. He's held as he drives in, no call made, shot goes up, no good. Giacchino gets the rebound. Giacchino dribbles it up, brings it across half court. Matt Blake Bear all over him, gets it back to Xavier Williams. Xavier wraps the pass around Blake Bear to Giacchino. Giacchino hits Wilford on the quarter. Burford dribbles up high, kicks it back to Giacchino. He's looking for a three-point shot, puts up a shot there, and hits off the net back. So defense just didn't recognize the shooters out there, had to get on them a little quicker than what they did. Burlington Notre Dame now has a three-point lead with a minute 28 left in the third quarter. Tanner Wynn gets from the near side, looks inside, sees a cutting loose ball, but he tries to wrap around pass to Xavier Williams all over it. And there's a fight for loose balls, it's knocked loose. Going to call a jump ball there, loose over. And I think Horsecks were fighting for it. Jump ball is a call. I think that's a good call. It's a good aggressive play by both players, both Horsecks and Lucero. Just nobody particularly got a hold of it, just bobbling around. So on alternate possession, Burlington Notre Dame will get possession of the ball. Simone will get the ball in, set for the offense, set up the offense there. Tries to set a high screen on him, Blake Bell fights through it. Giacchino gets it wide over Xavier Williams for a three-pointer off and no good. Rebound controlled by Matt Baker. He immediately comes running out hard, looking to attack the rim. Throws up a little floater, gets the pitcher off. 2 points for the Blue Demons with a minute 3 left in the third quarter. Blue Demons trail by one, 42-41. Home gets that top of the team, setting the offense. This is David Williams on the near side. They're trying to work the perimeter, see what they can find. Blue Demons all over the court here, hustling all over the place. And it's probably well guarded on Giacchino, really frustrating him. A little extra contact to officials, not calling anything. Malone takes up a long three-pointer, no good there. Tanner Wynn with the rebound. Swipe and Adam, and he'll draw the foul. Tanner Wynn, I think that's going to be on Giacchino. He was getting frustrated with the defense by Ryan Sauber, but it was very good defense. And instead, he'll draw a foul. Blue Demon Nation giving him the head for that. Giacchino picks up his third foul. So with 37.5 seconds left in the game, third quarter, Blue Demon's trail by one. They will check the ball in from the far baseline. Matt Baker will slowly bring it up. Again, 35 seconds in the third quarter. Wanting to get a last-second shot here. will work the clock in. Matt's got the ball at half court. No one's pulling off the guard him, so he's just going to be content to dribble. Now Moen comes off the guard him. Now Baker dribble guys, penetrates, gets some separation. 20 seconds on the clock. Again, they're coming out, trying to work him a little bit. Horsehead tries to cover him. Nothing there. Matt Baker's very good with the ball. Now the play is being called with 13 seconds left on the clock to set up the play. Matt Baker's running the play, dribbles to the right side. A little penetration, they're taking a goal. Comes over the floor to block by Pia Fiedler. With 5 seconds on the clock, gets the block, and then just all the way up. Hirsch puts up a shot at the buzzer. That's not Buse, excuse me. Puts up a shot, doesn't get it to drop. So we will begin the fourth quarter just like we started the third with the Blue Demons trailing by one. 42-41 is our score. So with it, a short timeout, you're listening to Blue Demons basketball on Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, Southern Country. International
Harvest. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 in Oskaloosa has the right combine for you. Offering the broadest lineup in the industry with six Case IH Axial Flow models, the Axial Flow's proven single rotor and match capacity design provides unmatched grain quality and savings. With the fewest drive components in the industry, Case IH Axial Flow combines are engineered for simplicity and reliability. See Titan Machinery today for more details.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High School in Ottumwa, Iowa, where the Albia Blue Demons are taking on Burlington Notre Dame Knights in Sub-State 6 action. Time to punch the ticket to Wells Fargo Arena for the state tournament. Blue Demons trail by one, 42-41 is our score here. Been a tight contest. The Blue Demons have had a lead a few times, just haven't been able to sustain it. Now Burlington's very confident, very good team. Very aggressive play. Everyone's working hard. The Blue Demons start the quarter of the ball. Drive in. Tanner Wynn gets a big advantage. He puts up a little two-footers. So great job out of Tanner Wynn. Once again, driving to the hoop, setting up a teammate for an open bucket, gets the lead back to the Blue Demons. Moen has the ball top, gets to Williams for Notre Dame. Pump face down, goes back to Moen, back to Williams, and work out top. Giorgino has it at the elbow. Gets it on the horse track. He tries to dump it back into Giorgino at the low block. Triple team there. Tanner Wynn unfortunately came across the wrist there. They got it in there. Very quick hands by Giorgino. Tanner Wynn knows it. He knows just trying to get to the ball, trying to be aggressive, but unfortunately came running across the wrist. An easy call for the officials. Just the second foul for Tanner Wynn. The fourth team foul for the Blue Demons in this half. Xavier Williams will check the ball and gets it into Burford. Burford looks down low, but then kicks it back up top to Moen. Gets it back to Giorgino. Gets back to Burford in the deep corner on the right side. Swings it back up to Moen up top. Sees Williams just popped out from the post position to the deep corner on the right side. Williams just takes a couple dribbles. Tanner Wynn well guarded on him. Swings that all the way across the top to Giacchino. Moen now comes over the left side elbow on the three-point line. And Notre Dame really working a four-out offense for the most part. Gets a horsecheck on the three-point line. He pump fake, can't say anything. Williams is just being very patient as the Notre Dame drives to the hoop, puts up a little floater. Well guarded by the Blue Demons, but Xavier Williams able to get the shot off, so 2 points for Burlington Notre Dame. Matt Baker will bring the ball up for the Blue Demons. It's Tanner Wynn on the near side at the three-point line, looks inside to Zach Cuban, decides not to throw it in there, gets it back to Matt Baker. Baker takes a couple dribbles and back to Tanner Wynn on the near side. Tanner Wynn swings it all the way to the far side to Mason Cox, and just immediately Matt Baker takes a little runner from 15-foot the elbow. Another 2 points for Matt Baker, so great job out of him. Coach Archer wants a 30-second timeout. He likes playing teams, but he wants to make sure his team has lots of energy going into this final stanza of this contest. 45-44 is our score. The Blue Demons once again have gotten a slight lead. They've been working it back and forth. We're going to keep it right here. Again, a 30-second timeout. Coach Archer really likes the energy he's seeing, but he wants to make sure the team knows what to do. Drawing up a little thing there. We've got the board out there. You can see he's drawing it up. I'm right above the bench here. If you haven't gone on to the, I think we've got a post. I sent pictures earlier of where we're at here up at Evans Junior High. Can't move to here way up high, right by the scoreboard. It's a big view down here. You can kind of see right into the huddle. Again, the Blue Demons are leading now 45-44 with 6:26 left in this contest. So really trying to hold on to this lead, try to expand it if they can. Coach Archer wants to explain things to the team. So we'll see what the Blue Demons got in their bag of tricks here. Still staying in that 1-3-1 zone defense, which has proved very effective against this team. Moen will bring it up. Cody Moen will bring it up. It's all with Giannettino. He's both around the deep corner on the right side. Ball is popped loose by Tanner Wynn with those quick hands ahead. So it knocks the ball out of bounds. But which Notre Dame will retain possession of it. Jeff Giannettino will throw the ball in. Tries to get to Burford, instead has to go up top to Cody Mohn. Mohn takes up top of the key, dribbles to the left over the screen. Matt Baker on him out there. Actually, the Blue Demons have switched the man defense, it looks like. So switching up a little bit, trying to confuse Notre Dame a little bit. The shot goes up by Xavier Williams. Nice job by Mason Cox trying to get a box out, and as he does that, comes over the top with the foul. Will be Jeff Giannettino, which I believe will be his fourth foul, and indeed it is. So great job, Mason Cox. That's why it's so important to do the basics, boxing out. He didn't get the rebound, but he was able to draw the foul, the fourth foul on Giannettino. Tanner Wing gets it on the elbow. He's actually he's coming, but Sanders with another 2 points at the baseline. So great teamwork out of the three seniors there. Great teamwork out of the three seniors. The coach of Billings and Notre Dame has to be held back by the official, and no foul, the technical being called before the head coach Cody Van Sleet is being held back by the official. He called a full timeout. He's not pleased at all with the officiating, which was a right call. I'm not sure what he's got upset about. With the full timeout, we'll take a short timeout here as well. Again, the Blue Demons have a 3-point lead now, 47-34. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, Southern Country.
Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic makes it easier for you to connect with the healing touch you know and trust by offering extensive appointment options. We have extended evening and weekend hours and offer same-day appointments for most of your medical needs. Call 641-932-7172 or request your appointment online at mchalbia.com. Make your appointment today with Monroe County Hospital Medical Clinic for the healing touch you know and trust.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High School in Ottumwa, Iowa, where the Alka Blue Demons have a 3-point lead now over Burlington Notre Dame Knights. 47-34 is our score with 5:50 left in the contest tonight. You can hear the crowd going crazy here. Both teams well represented by the fans. Very supportive, trying to get everything going. See our student section just going nuts over there, trying to cheer the Blue Demons on the state berth here tonight. 37-34, Burlington Notre Dame will have the ball. In the horse track on the pocket team. Pass to Xavier Williams. Tanner Williams tried to jump the pass, but came just a little late and inside and draws the foul. It'll be the fifth team foul for the Blue Demons and the third foul on Tanner Williams. And so the point to Notre Dame will take the ball in. Excuse me, folks. You heard that little tone? That's my cell phone. I have ripped up there on you. Thank you, Jason. I was looking for him. He says, doing a great job. I appreciate it. That means a lot. Jason's done this a lot. He knows how difficult this can be and how much fun it can be at the same time. So appreciate you chiming in, Jason. I wish you were here, but we're doing great. And Blue Demons are going to try to bring you that victory here tonight. First, Notre Dame will take the ball in. Get it to Xavier Williams. Comes up top to Horsecheck at the top of the key. Giannettino now has checked out of the contest with those four fouls. Coach Van Sleet wants to make sure he saves him for the end here. So trying to go with a small lineup is Burlington Notre Dame. Mohn has the top of the key now. Gets to Horsecheck at the deep corner. Finds with deep kicks. Yes, throws it up top to Buford. Buford gets it back up top to Williams. Williams drives the hoop, puts a little by shot. Gets Sanders to close the rebound. Gets out of the shallow pass to Matt Baker. Nearly pushes up looking to Mason Cox. He keeps it coming to Tanner Williams. Tries to lob to Vic Sanders. Kick it to him. Vic Sanders with another 2 points is having a career run for senior Vic Sanders. What a great job out of him. Great job once again. Tanner Williams setting him up with that nice little entry pass in the low post. It all starts with that penetration, the Blue Demons go. Blue Demons now back to the 1-3-1 defense, the area aggressive with it. Horsehead takes a long three-pointer, no good. Vic Sanders with the rebound. Throws the rebound, gets it to Tanner Wynn. Gently looks up field, sees Matt Baker, who sees a lot of the Mason Cox, gets it back to Matt Baker. They look inside the Vic Sanders, kind of penetrate in with the size advantage now the Blue Demons have, with Giannettino out there, with Giannettino not in the game. Tanner Wynn gets on the near side. The Blue Demons have a 5-point lead. 49-44 is the score with 4 minutes left in the contest. Zach Hugo gets the elbow, drives, and as he drives, he's immediately fouled by Andrew Kidd. Very easy call for official. Kidd didn't like the call. Really like the call. I don't know what the officials are concerned about. There's a little extra shoving going on there by Gibbs. I didn't see Zach Hugo doing anything. This is wanting to make sure they keep things in check. Oh my gosh, they're going to call a jump ball. They're going to say Gibbs had nothing but ball. The unofficial. Who I thought had a good angle on it, saw that it came across the arm. So Gears will be very fortunate not to draw a foul there. And as we do have Coach checked in Giannettino, who has 4 fouls with 4 minutes left in the contest, Blue Demons has a 5-point lead. Moe will bring it up on the jump ball call. Gets it to Giacchino. Swings it over to Williams in the deep corner. He tries to penetrate. Nothing there. Well guarded by Mason Cox. Gets it to Horsick. He swings the ball all the way around the mound. Puts up a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Zach Hugan. Outlet pass to Tanner Wynn. Tanner calmly brings the ball up. Not in a hurry to press the action right now. We did not have the numbers. Very alert call by Tanner Wynn. Gets it to Matt Baker, who will set the offense. Moe well guarded on him at half court. Tanner Wynn gets it on the near side, way out there about 25 feet. Gets it actually in the deep corner. He's looking around, not well guarded at all, but Williams is being very patient. Gets it back to Tanner Wynn, swings it to Matt Baker. Gets it to Mason Cox. Mason Cox gets a wide open three-pointer. Nothing good. No good. Zach Hugan with the rebound. Gets the ball reset. Matt Baker will take it. He draws baseline. Goes up there. Goes back to follow Tanner Williams. He's just calling the official. I got a perfect view of it. Matt Baker drives right to the baseline. As he goes up, David Williams comes right across the arm. Matt Baker will go to the line shooting two free throws. Just a second foul on Xavier Williams. Two free throws coming for Matt Baker. Again, the Blue Demons half a five-point lead, 49-44, with 3:17 left in the contest. Matt Baker first free throw up and good. Gets the second one earlier coming up here in a second. Coach Archer's making sure he knows what's going on. The team knows what's going on. Doing a great job directing his troops tonight. Matt Baker gets the ball, second free throw. It goes up, and it's good. So it looks like that the Blue Demons have their largest lead of the contest, 51-44, 7-point lead with 3:13 left in the contest. Listen to the crowd going wild here. Both sides really cheering their teams on. Moe takes a long 3-point. No, Alley-oop pass to Jeff Giacchino. He gets the pass to go in. Alley-oop way up there. It looks like Moe was going to take a pass. So it was a jump pass, shot pass, very good play. A little bit of a start there for Western, or excuse me, for Burlington Notre Dame. They were able to get 2 points out of that play, but it creates a little bit of an energy and enthusiasm. So timeout for the Blue Demons. Good call there to get the timeout, not let the emotions get too far away from them. Getting the timeout, 30-second timeout. 3 minutes, 3:03 left in the contest. The Blue Demons have the 5-point lead, 51-46. So Blue Demons looking to hang on to this lead, preserve it, be very smart, both on the offense and defensive end. Both teams have 5 team fouls, so we're not in the 1-1 yet for either team. Both teams are staying with their zone defense. At some point, you would imagine the teams will switch to man to put a little more pressure. Certainly, you would think Burlington Notre Dame would come out of their 2-3 zone to create a little more pressure on the set. We'll see if that's what they do. One thing that's different this time, they're going to do maybe a box and one, or maybe it's a man. I see Xavier Williams well guarded on Matt Baker. Well, Mason Cox alertly comes up, very capable as a point guard if you need to. That's going to like a little diamond and one here as the defense is. Tanner Wynn gets it, grabs, penetrates, nothing there, gets Matt Baker on the far side. He tries to penetrate. Blue Demons trying to be very patient, realizing the time and score is all on our side. Tanner Wynn gets it at the half court line, gets it back to Mason Cox. He's also at the other side half court. Gets it back to Tanner Wynn. Looks inside to Zach Hugan. Gets to Vic Sanders. And the Blue Demons trying to move that ball around as Burlington Notre Dame stays in his zone. It's more of a 1-3-1 now they've switched to. Trying to get a little more pressure at the point. Tanner Wynn has it up high. They've got the timeout. And Coach Archer alertly calls the timeout before the 5-second penalty. As well guarded, Tanner Wynn, I think, just hesitated on taking that dribble. He just needs to dribble through that double team that comes out there. But Coach Archer was able to get a timeout. Very good timeout call made there. With 2:24 left in the contest, 51-46 is our score right here, folks. A great sub-state six action going on here. Again, the winner's trying to get to Wells Fargo Arena. Try for a ticket. The Blue Demons are looking to cap what would be an incredible run in their sports world for Albia High School history. You can go back to last year, actually, go to the state track meet where we have the Feasters on the court here. The Sarver boys, among others. You then transition at the baseball where the Blue Demons go to the state, Principal Park in baseball. They follow that up with a cross-country team state berth as well as individuals competing. And, of course, the football run to the Cuba Dome, first ever in Blue Demon history. And not to be outdone, the wrestlers come back just like you would expect. And just finished up an outstanding week of wrestling last week. And wow, what a story this would be if the Blue Demons in the basketball world can complete this series of every season, every sport, having somebody get the season to protest getting people into that state as a team. So the Blue Demons looking to do that. Get the ball checked in after the timeout. Tanner Wynn gets it. Dribbles in baseline, nothing there. Picks up his dribble, so Matt, or Zach Hugan will come to pick that up for him. Gets the pass, gets to Vic Sanders, gets it right back to Tanner Wynn, a good ball handler. Matt Baker up at half court now gets the ball. Blue Demons looking to expand the offensive set of more than Matt Baker tries to penetrate. doing a five-out offense on the Blue Demons. McKinnon gets it right back. Matt Baker takes up the top. As he tries to penetrate through Nolan and Williams on the double team, that's what you got to do when they're coming with that double team. Penetrate between them. Matt Baker's able to draw the foul. Just a sixth team foul for the Notre Dame Knights. And so the Blue Demons will still keep possession of the ball. We'll take it out on the near side here. The next foul will put the Blue Demons at the line, shooting 1-1. Zach Truman sets a throw in for the Blue Demons. Zach gets another chance to win. Oh, immediately foul. I don't know what the official foul is. He's shoving the body. It's Horshack not even going for the ball. The officials were reluctant to call that as an intentional, but it really was. There's not even an effort to go for the ball. But Tanner Williams, nonetheless, will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Tanner Williams will go to the line, shooting 1-1. Tanner comes into the contest, just over a 62% free throw shooter. Blake Farrell will come in now defensively for the Blue Demons formation card. With 1:57 left in the contest, Blue Demons have the 5-point lead, 51-46. There's our score. Tanner Lynn, again, we just fouled. The bracket teams in the bonus. The scorers table wants to talk to the officials, make sure they get the call right. They got that as the first foul on Horshack, who indeed fouled Tanner Lynn. That's number 30 for Burlington Notre Dame. And that's Logan Horshack, who's played quite a bit tonight. Comes in, Logan does with a 6-point average, but has picked up his first foul. Tanner Lynn's the line, shooting 1-1, first one up. And good. So calm, cool, and collected. Drops that thing, his teammates, every one of them coming up, congratulating him just like teammates do. Tanner Wynn looking very confident, ready to hit the second one. Second one goes up, hits the back line, no good. Demons will have a 6-point lead with 1:55 in the contest, 52-46. Xavier Williams gets to bring it up quick, gets it to Moan, back to Williams. Looks like Giannettino. They're really working the ball on the outside perimeter. Kind of lob, but no lob. Moan penetrates, gets it back to Williams. Williams tries to drive the top and cut off. He tries to go baseline. Very good defense by Tanner Lynn. Cuts it off right there. Horshack puts up a long three-pointer. No good. Hit by Williams in Notre Dame. It is either between Burford or Giannettino. Puts it out of bounds, so the Blue Demons will get possession of the ball. Burford and Notre Dame looking to come with a full-court press. The Blue Demons are ready for it. So Zach Hughes throws it in. Gets the ball in. He's got to look at his side. We're going to get a timeout here by Coach Hunter. Yeah, Zach Hughes just almost getting a 5-second penalty call. The Blue Demons were kind of ready for it. They didn't recognize that the official had handed back the ball, but they were ready for the press break, but they just got to be ready to step up. Coach Archer's going to take a full time out, make sure they know they ought to get through this press break. We're going to take one as well. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, and the country.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High, where Abbey Blue Demons have an ever-so-slight lead over Burlington Notre Dame Knights, 52-46 with 1:33 left in the contest. The Blue Demons have the ball in their own backcourt. Joe Sinclair checking in again, did a great job with the wrestling coverage, wishing the Blue Demons the best of luck, wants to see them go to state as well. Appreciate you listening in, Joe. Blue Demons get the ball into Tanner Wynn, and he is immediately fouled. We'll see which one they're going to call it on. It looks like they might call it on Buford. But we'll see if that's an official call. Nope, instead they're going to, as I would want it to be on Burford, they called on a Ferguson Spencer, the sophomore, comes in, which will be his second foul. Offensive, defensive switch here going as Spencer will go out, and Giannettino will come back in for the Knights. Tanner Wynn goes the line, shooting 1-1, 18 fouls for Burlington Notre Dame. 1:30 left in the contest. Tanner Wynn goes up, first free throw up, and good. A very calm, cool, and collected is Tanner Wynn. Gets that free throw drop. Tanner Wynn goes up, just calm and cool. Goes up the second one. It's up, and it rattles around. Oh, no good. Almost went down, though. Rebound controlled by Burlington Notre Dame. 53-46. Blue Demons have the lead. 7-point lead with 1:25 left in the contest. David Williams takes it, drives all the way in. Oh, good defense by Matt Baker. And still gets the foul, but that's not a problem. It's only the 16th foul on the Blue Demons. So good defensive effort by Matt Baker. Only his second foul on the night. Oh, excuse me, they're going to say he was shooting. I thought it was on the floor. I figured it was going to be out of the baseline. That's some teams lining up for that, but the officials gave him a shooting foul. Anyway, so David Williams with the line. He is only a 48% free throw shooter, so if anybody's guess here, first one up, rattles around, no good. Burlington Notre Dame will sub in Again, Spencer will come in. The sophomore will come in for Jeff Giannettino with four fouls. They don't want him fouling out with a minute 20 left in the contest. So an offense, the defensive sub. Burlington are looking to foul, obviously, very quickly here when they get the opportunity. Also checking in for Burlington is Jacob Smith, another sophomore who's obviously coming in only one purpose, only to half away. Xavier Williams, second free drop, and it's good. So they get back to within six. Full-court press coming on for the Burlington Knights. Ball gets into Matt Baker. He gets the ball. Neither goes on a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Burford. Nice job on Matt Baker to drive around. That double team coming. That's a little good recognition. Recognize that Burford couldn't get there quick enough. And so we'll draw the block call. And so their teams will slowly walk the length of the court. And Matt Baker will go to the line. An 81% free throw shooter on the season will go to the line shooting 1-1. That's the ninth team foul for Burlington. So the next team foul for Burlington will put the Blue Demons in the automatic 2 free throw position, regardless of the situation, whether it's on the floor or shooting. So that bodes well for the Blue Demons. With a minute 19 left in the contest, again, the Blue Demons have a 6-point lead, 53-47. First free throw by Matt Baker, up and good. You can hear the Albion crowd really cheering him on. And I tell you what, folks, it's a pretty sight. When you get in the gym, you see this much blue and black as kind of colors this year. It looks really, really good across the way. Second free throw up, and it's good. So the Albion Blue Demons have the 8-point lead, 55-47, with a minute 15 left in the contest. Blue Demons need a couple more defensive stops here. Great defense. Burlington's not able to get a quick shot off. Moan's trying to get on the baseline, can't get it. He kicks out the horseback. He doesn't want any part of it. Gets to Burford. Burford can't get it. This is the Giannettino. High for a 3-point shot. Hits the back end of the game. Blake Miller with the rebound. Team's coming out and trying to foul him, and a game foul. Blake Miller gets 2 free throws. Moan checks that. They're going to say Zach Hugan on the foul, I believe. I think they're going to say he had a moving screen, Zach Hugan did. And they're going to say he had a blocking moving screen as Blake Miller was trying to dribble around that screen. And so that will that will be a foul. That's actually the 17th foul. I don't think they're calling for the supposed to call foul that's on the defensive side. This is talking, I want to make sure they confirm it is the 17th foul. Again, a change of events. That was a huge play. The Blue Demons really were going to set up nicely. 55-47 is our score. Blue Demons have an 8-point lead, but after the Zach Hugan foul, his fourth foul in the contest, again, still trying to confirm, make sure they understand the situation. One's on the floor. I think it's a player control foul. I'm not sure that's necessarily a shooting situation, even though it is the 17th foul, but they want to make sure they get it right. I appreciate when officials do talk. It makes the crowds nervous. Nobody knows what they're talking about, but I really like when officials confer, and instead of just making hasty decisions, make sure they get it right. And now the officials come over, talk to both coaches, make sure they explain it. Again, this is a nice officiating crew. I don't always agree with them, all the calls, but I like the crew. They really do a good job of explaining the coaches so that nobody is unsure what's going on, and that's really good the officials take control of the game like that. So, nonetheless, Notre Dame will have the ball, throws it into Giannettino, gets to pick up a little two-footer, hits the back line, rolls it out, Zach Hugan with the rebound, and he's immediately fouled, Zach Hugan is, so he'll go line shooting too. I believe that's going to be Cody Moan with the foul. We'll see what the official had. He had a choice of people to call there, and again, he does call Moan with the foul. Zach Hugan will go line shooting two free throws. Moan, I believe, might have fouled out. He's just standing next to his bench. I tell you, for Burlington, the head coach for Burlington Notre Dame, Cody Van Leek, he is not looking to call it all. That is the fifth foul. Oh, excuse me. They're going to get on Giannettino is going to get that foul. I can't even see him in there, quite honestly, folks. Giannettino will go out. Yeah, they're going to confer. The call was on Moan, Cody Moan. The fish clearly said number 4. The scorers table, for some reason, went with number 12, which is Jeff Giannettino. And so now we're going to get this thing right. And Cody Moan was coming to the sideline like he knew he had gotten a foul as well. So, I mean, there was, again, a little confusion at the scorers table. But the officials are taking the call. And so Cody Van Fleet, the head coach, I don't mention his name until late now, before going to Notre Dame, is really trying to work the officials, making sure that he gets all the benefits he can get. So Cody Moan, the third leading scorer in the squad with 11 points. To my knowledge, he's only got about 2 or 4 points from the Knights. So the Blue Demons have done a great job on him. Fouls out of this contest, and Zach Hugan will go to the line shooting a pair of free throws as they're in the double bonus. First one up, rattles around, just rims off. So this is the first one. The Blue Demons still have that 8-point lead, 55-47, with 52 seconds left in this contest. The Blue Demons have a good spot here. They just need to control the defensive side and get good free throws on the offense. Zach Hugan makes that, so extends the lead to 9 points. Xavier Williams will bring the ball. Now that Moan's fouled up, Xavier will run the point. It's on the far side. Shot goes up by Spencer. No good. Hit the back iron. Rebound controlled by Vic Sanders. He's pulled down, and they're going to say jump ball. They're going to say jump ball. He is pulled down on that one, but it will be Gludeman's ball nonetheless. Vic Sanders had a good job. They reached right around on him. Vic Sanders is having a phenomenal second half, folks. He has been very aggressive for him. He's done a phenomenal job rebounding. He's done a nice job backdoor cutting, getting those easy buckets. His teammates have found him. They're doing everything they can. And so it's just an amazing contest for him. He's really stepping up for this team. Back throws it in. Ball gets underneath. Xavier Williams able to steal. Puts up a shot. Rouse on. No good. Rebound. Xavier Williams is so quick. Got up on his own rebound on the right side. Tanner Wynn went after it as well. I'm afraid Tanner Wynn might catch the foul here, and I think that would be... Nope, good. It's going to be on. I think that's Vic Sanders. I think that's on. Vic Sanders will get the foul just a second, so that's great. Out of your post player, only getting a second foul here with 40 seconds. But Xavier Williams will go to the line shooting two here on the putback shot. Or excuse me, one of them is a foul. Tip ball loose. Will be booting with foul. Vic Sanders didn't quite get good box opposition, and coming over the top is Matt Burford, but they'll tip the ball loose. So the Blue Demons will have the ball at the far baseline in the backcourt. Zach Huguen will set the check in. The Blue Demons are trying to break the press now. Blue Demons are coming to it. And there comes Vic Sanders. Vic Sanders being held. Intentional foul. That's got to be an intentional foul. Xavier Williams held Matt Baker. The ball wasn't even thrown to him. I don't know how you don't call it. I used to say he just held him the ball. I don't know how you don't call that intentional when you're coming around. You know what I mean? The ball's not even being thrown to you, and they literally is being mugged. Xavier Williams is just hugging him. That's only his third foul. Nonetheless, Matt Baker will go to the line, shooting two free throws. The Blue Demons still have that 9-point lead here. First free throw by Matt Baker, up and good. Matt Baker got the double fifth point and pump. He is feeling it. He's feeling good about his chances. His team and teammates out there supporting him, and getting going. 10-point is the lead, largest lead for the Blue Demons so far in the contest. Second free throw, up and good. So with 37.5 seconds, Blue Demons now have an 11-point lead. Burlington Notre Dame will sub in. They get in their big guy, Andrew Garrett, who comes in for offensive possession. Big body to go in there, posting up inside. Gino gets the ball to Williams. Gets it back to Gino for a long three-point shot. Rattles around the back iron. Can't get it dropped. Ball goes down. Out of bounds. Burlington Notre Dame. They win the Albany Blue Demon ball with 30 seconds. Folks, this is taking the longest minute we've ever had. As the Blue Demons will get the ball back. A quick shot coming now from Burlington Notre Dame, but goes off the back iron. Full court press by the by Notre Dame. Zach Huguen throws a long pass to Blake Barrett, who gets it all in the front court, and he's mugged immediately as he goes up. Blake Barrett got the foul by Logan Hoshek. I like what Blake did there. He pulled the ball out. He could have probably looked for the layup. Instead, he knew the time running. If we could get more seconds off and try to extend the play, that foul right away. So he'll go to the line shoot two. Either way, he's getting two free throws here. So he calmly goes up to the line. First free throw up and rounds around. No good. It's 2-for-4 of the evening. Coach Archer wants the Blue Demons off the line except for Blake Barrett shooting the free throw, so we don't want any cheap fouls here given. Blake Barrett will go, shooting his second free throw here. Shot goes up, and it's good. Very confident he goes that down with 30 seconds left in the game. Blue Demons have a 12-point lead. David Williams quickly brings it up in the front court, gets the Horseshack, gets the Burford. Burford swings it, Blake Barrett intercepts it, almost gets out of it, but the ball hits the out-of-bounds line. Blake Barrett had his hands up and intercepted it like the cornerback that he is able to get that pick almost, but it knocks it out of bounds. And so Burlington Notre Dame will take the ball on their far side right in front of the Blue Demons hand. Burford gets it into Williams. Williams gets a long three. Pump fake's no good. No shot, though. It goes up. Shot goes up. No good. Blake Barrett gets the rebound. He's not making all the way down court. Up there. Rattles it in. Oh, listen to that crowd, folks. Listen to that crowd. They know what has just happened here. There's 8.5 seconds to whistle now. I don't know what the official blew the whistle for, but 8.5 seconds, and Burlington Notre Dame knows what's happened. He looks the first. Albion Blue Demons. 3-point basket by Burlington Notre Dame. The time expires, but the Blue Demons are going to Wells Fargo Arena. You're going to represent Mr. Smith and Chico Fans to play. What a contest that is, folks. Check the KIC webpage and also be looking soon at the KIC webpage, the Facebook page. I'm on a photo here. You're going to see a mass celebration here shortly, but be checking that as we go. We're going to wrap it up here. Look, teams are shaking hands. Their cards coming out. It's the pandemonium out here, folks. You can't describe this enough. I hope these pictures come out because my hands shaking so much. Oh, what a great job here. The Blue Demons set this up, folks. Again, I'm going to go back to last spring track days. And Coach Rallis and the crew working the track. they send a lot of kids to state testing. We win the relay event, so they do a great job. We follow up with a baseball run where the baseball team goes to Pittsburgh Park for a state tournament berth. Then we go into fall season when the cross-country team goes to state as a team and a few individuals qualify as well. And then the football team gets there for a long process. So they go undefeated on the regular season, get up all the way to the Unidome, first time in its history. The wrestlers from Abbey Little Demons come back with a strong performance and represent the team. Get fifth in the team duel, get third in the individual wrestling match as well, with a number of place winners standing on the podium. And to follow that up right now with the Blue Demons in basketball, will now go to Wells Fargo Arena for the second time under Coach Archer's career for the exact same place that Coach Archer's team won it last time when we went as a 3A school and we advanced and went to Wells Fargo Arena being Fairfield here in Ottumwa. So what a great job by Coach Archer and the Blue Demon squad. A great group of young men. You can't ask for anything better out of these guys. We are undersized. We're not the biggest team out there, but we will out-hustle, out-work, out-muscle anyone any chance we get. And so the Blue Demons, folks, have captured a state tournament berth in basketball. And so they're continuing on a great historic run for this Blue Demon Nation. We're going to take a short time out. I'm going to come back and wrap things up. Folks, this tournament berth with Scotty from the booth, Dan Stocker on the mic, we're going to keep going. We're going to be on March 10th. We're going to bring you live coverage there, hoping to make even more noise up in state tournament. Don't go anywhere, folks. Let me wrap this up here in just a few minutes, get a word in from our sponsor. Once again, you've been listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
And at Tumwa, Iowa, I'm Dan Stocker, Scotty Fly back on the board, getting this one. We have got a historic moment here for Blue Demon Nation. They have just qualified to go to state in 2A basketball with a score, final score, 61-50. Folks, this was a close game all along. Blue Demons trailed for most of the games. First quarter, we trailed 14-12. Halftime, we trailed by one, 31-30. After three quarters of play, we still trailed by one, 42-41. Then the Blue Demons got it in gear. Scored 20 points in that fourth quarter to only 8 for the Burlington Notre Dame Knights, and the Blue Demons win by 11, 61-50. What an outstanding performance. What a great season. You can't say enough. Just everyone. All the sports program has done so well in Albia. Really a lot of volunteers, coaches. The players have just busted their tails. They've just done a phenomenal job. Great group of young men out here representing Albia. You can't say enough about that. And all our sports program. I know I rattled off some, and I'm probably missing some, and so I'm going to rattle them all off. When you go back and you look at what we do in our golf program, we've got a great season going there. When you look at, you know, the tennis program solid each year, the cross country, of course, Todd Radican, the field and track as well, They do a great job, and so you just can't say enough about it. We go wrestling. Dave Winger's been phenomenal. Coach Staten has just turned the program around for football with a wealth of volunteers helping out and coaches that really made that turn for us. And so you can't say enough positive things about that. And now that the Blue Demons in basketball are going to go, March 10th will be the start of the tournament there. I don't know if we'll play that night, Monday or Tuesday night. There's two 2A games on that night, and there's two 2A games on Tuesday. So we'll have to see how the seedings come out, the pairings come out to see when we play. But you can bet that Blue Demon Nation from far and wide will be up there, and it'll be a sea of blue in the stands for the Albie Blue Demon side, as once again we're at a state tournament berth. And the Blue Demons, again, final score here is 61-50. I'm getting texts from a lot of my friends. You know, Donna and Rick are texting in. I know Joe and Jason, you guys. It is amazing, folks. It's great, great job. Can't say enough positive things about everybody. The Blue Demons have done a phenomenal job here. Coach Archer really working his bench about 9 deep, getting guys in fresh. And at the end of the game, that's what you saw in the fourth quarter. Because we bring in Luke and Ryan Sarver and Blake Bear coming in reserves, sometimes Dalton Peterson will be in there as well. We keep fresh and we keep going at it. And at the end of the game, that fourth quarter, the Blue Demons were able to turn it on. Again, they put 20 points on in the fourth quarter and only 8 points for Burlington Notre Dame. Their legs were getting shot. They couldn't hit the long-range shot. They'd rattle in and out. And as a result, the Blue Demons were able to get a commanding lead and didn't look back as they come down the stretch. Coach Archer will have his work cut out for him. I'm going to see if I can grab him here. We're going to take a timeout here, get another word from our sponsors here. I'm going to see if I can't get Coach Archer up here for just a few thoughts here. I know we're running a little late. If I can, I'll get him up here. If not, we're going to take it out here. But don't go anywhere, folks. Tune right back in. Let me see if I can get Coach Archer for a post-game interview. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC, Thunder Country.
You're saving if you're shopping the selection at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save on Arm & Hammer Laundry Detergent. 50-ounce jugs are 2 for $5. There's a super buy on Busch & Busch Light 24-packs, just $14.99 plus deposit, and a super buy on Bud Light, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Light, and Coors Light. 18-packs are $12.89 plus deposit. That's savings at Jim & Charlie's.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960. And they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
There's a party going on right
Welcome back, everyone, to Evans Junior High. I'm Dan Stocker here. Scotty's right back on the board. I have with me Coach Kevin Archer, the head coach of Hubby Blue Demons, sending his Blue Demon troops back to Wells Fargo for the second time. Also, Coach, winning again on your home court. Mm-hmm. Coach graduated from Ottumwa High School. You won again in the sub-state game. How special is this team in this time going back again?
It's really special. And we were excited we got to come back here, but it's really special because, you get to this point, you look back at all the stuff throughout the season and all the tough times and all the tough losses and, you know, all the times where it was easy to stop believing in us and it was easy for people to count us out and we weren't playing well and we had deficiencies and, you know, lots of opportunities to point fingers and to talk about how we weren't a very good basketball team. And, you know, we just stuck with it and believed in ourselves and made the run at the right time. But just a great group of guys and a bunch of winners. You know, my role is to put us in position to win. I don't make a basket, you know, and I've talked about that. I've got really good basketball players. That's why we've won. But I didn't want to be the first head boys coach here this school year to not take a team to state. I mean, everybody's going. And I just try to explain to people, I was like, this heck, it's hard as heck, you know, and we're back. You know, I hadn't gone for 40 years, and now we're back 7 years later. So,
yeah, well, it
feels awesome.
Well, and as well as should it, and congratulations to you and your coaching staff. You guys have worked really hard. And people know, or people who do know how things work, whether it's this program or any other program we've got going on, it's not just done in the 4 months that the team's playing. You're working year-round with these kids. You're getting them to camps. You're getting them. You're encouraging them to go out and play extra ball. You're doing the summer league that you organize and get the teams to play. And it's a year-round deal, really getting the kids, you know, in the weight room, working their skills and drills, and it's a culmination of all that. And I can imagine the pressure there. Again, we talked about it, how all the teams have gone to state.
Right.
What if you didn't? Boy, you know, yeah. It's working school, you can catch a lot of heck out of
you. Talk
about too. And again, this is, you know, where you grew up playing this town one. So that's got to be special for you now. I've done that twice now. Not taking a team as a head coach.
Yeah.
Winning on your home court. That's got to bring back memories for you as well.
It is special. It is special to be, you know, the two games we're here, we've won them both. And, you know, a lot of good memories here and a lot of fun times here. And to be able to have your two biggest wins of your career on your high school home court, that's pretty cool. And my mom, she travels everywhere and doesn't miss games. And nice for her to be able to go to a sub-state game across town because my mom and dad still live here. So just really, really special. You know, so happy for the guys. You know, it was really important to them, and you could tell it was really important to them before the Tuesday night game. And we were focused. And this is, I tell you what, this Notre Dame team looked really good.
It came out swinging.
Oh, man, they looked really good to start. I mean, they looked a heck of a lot better than they did on tape because it's hard to go see them in person. But, you know, we overcame, and we found the right defense, and we made enough shots, and shot free throws down the stretch, but it was just stop after stop after stop there inside the 4 minute mark. So,
and how about, you know, lots of kids we want to talk about real quickly here. Matt Baker's just a phenomenal player, does everything for you, Grady Gutty. But for a second, can we talk about Vic Sanders' play?
Yeah.
Offense and defense, I've never seen him be as aggressive on getting rebounds and tips and Tanner Wynn penetrating. I mean, you had two guys really doing a lot of little things tonight that I thought were huge. They may not show up always in the stats,
right,
but they did a great job for you.
Right, and we told Vic at halftime, I said, you got to play harder than you've played your entire life this second half, and I think he responded. You know, Vic's an even-keel guy. You can't really get him too fired up, but, yeah, I thought he gave us absolutely great minutes. And Tanner Wynn, you know, we've got to have guys that can penetrate and dish, and he really does that. And, you know, there's one guy that hasn't had a lot of state final or state tournament experience, you know, maybe a little bit with track, but I don't think he had to run at that level, but he's really played with a lot of confidence. And no, really proud of both of those guys. And, you know, a couple of team first guys. Tanner Wynn doesn't care what he averages. Nick Sanders doesn't care what he averages. You know, they just want to win basketball games.
Well, very good. Coach, congratulations. We'll look forward to having some interviews coming up to state. Once again, a great season. Good job out of you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. That's it for now. We're going to turn away. You've been listening to Southern Iowa Sports for your KSC Thunder Country. We'll see you up at Wells Fargo, folks.